KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today from Buffalo Hill Terrace, we have Recreation and Wellness Manager Hannah Brown.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, good to have you here today. Recreation and wellness.
Yeah, all the fun stuff.
Kind of all goes together,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It does.
You know, the more well we are,
There are many aspects of wellness. Definitely.
And no matter how old we get, we need to keep moving.
That's right. Absolutely.
Somehow or another, find a way to keep the motion going.
Yeah, definitely.
So talk a little bit with us about the activities that you offer at Buffalo Hill Terrace.
Sure. Yeah, so we offer all kinds of things. I mean, sometimes I tell people that my job involves all the fun stuff. It could be a party. It could be a concert with live music, maybe a book club. When we design our programs and activities, we try to use a whole person wellness philosophy. And that's the thought that physical fitness is just as important as intellectual fitness. So we really try to offer a variety for folks who live there.
Now, you've got something you call music and memory.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, so that's one of our programs we offer at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. And it really is, it's something that can be a great tool for folks who are living with Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. So it's building a customized playlist with songs that are meaningful to them.
A playlist.
A playlist, yeah.
What you got in mind? What are some of the songs you might put on it?
So it depends on who you are. I mean, they're as individual as the people who live there. A great example that comes to mind is one of the ladies that lives in our memory care community. She loves Broadway show tunes. I mean, that's something that's been a part of her life since she was young. So her iPod is loaded with Hello Dolly, Fiddler on the Roof, Easter Parade, and that really triggers warm, happy feelings for her whenever she listens to that.
iPods aren't exactly new.
No. No. iPods, I mean, we would use an MP3 player, and anything really works to have a list of songs on. We prefer a small, something like an iPod Shuffle that doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles, and that's why we use those.
But my gosh, you could use your phone.
You could use your phone, really.
Sure.
Yep.
Yes. In fact, there's my phone right there telling me I need to play
something.
Hannah Brown is our guest. She's Buffalo Hill Terrace's Recreation and Wellness Manager. We're going to talk some more about music and memory and how this program works next.
So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And our guest today is Buffalo Hill Terrace's Recreation and Wellness Manager, Hannah Brown. Okay, so we began talking about music and memory. Tell us how it all works and what are some of the benefits?
So the benefits are endless. I mean, music is really a powerful tool for anyone, even for you and me. We can listen to a song and it just brings back memories or a nostalgic feeling. It's pretty powerful. Folks living with Alzheimer's disease, there's parts of their brain that really aren't active like they used to be. And music has a way of stimulating those parts of the brain, especially when the song is meaningful to them, maybe something that they had earlier in their life history.
Can you think of somebody we could maybe use as an example?
I think so, definitely. Yes, I mean, I'll go back to the gal I was talking about before. She really grew up with Broadway show tunes, that kind of a thing. And so when she listens to the song Hello Dolly, it kind of wakes her up. She all of a sudden starts talking about memories from her childhood and things that she did and made her happy. And maybe she wasn't as engaged 10 minutes ago, but just listening to that song and firing up those parts of her brain makes a big difference.
The thing is our brain gets a little clogged up as we get older.
Right.
And in the cases of dementia and Alzheimer's, the synapses don't work quite
right,
as fast.
Right.
But if we can find something to maybe snap those together?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, if you think about what a song does to your brain when you listen to it, it's firing up recall and lyric, you know, remembering mm-hmm. lyrics from songs, rhythm, timing. There's all these things that are happening that we don't realize just listening to a good song. And that still happens for people who have Alzheimer's disease.
Well, in people who have memory issues, it's
definitely
generally short-term, not long-term. The long-term memory usually stays pretty
definitely
intact.
Right.
So you can go back 30, 40, 50
right
years and make it feel like it's today.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of it. It's a really neat thing to see.
I've seen classic cars as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back to some of the old cars. That,
right.
You know, like we used to drive when we were kids.
Yes, absolutely. And you still get that good feeling that you did when you were a kid. You know, it just brings it back.
I think it's interesting that this particular woman you used as an example,
mm-hmm.
Broadway tunes, because that's not something we generally hear on the radio or
right
hear on television.
Right. Yeah, I think it was really part of her life. You know, her family is awesome. But, you know, when I met her, she was a little bit into the disease and had some memory issues going on, but they really helped fill in the blanks of what she was like when she was younger. Going out of her way to go see live shows and kind of seeking that out. It was a hobby, it was a passion, and that I kind of found that out from them, even mm-hmm. though she wasn't able to tell me.
Well,
and we're able to connect that for her.
Can anybody use this program?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I think if you're living at home with, you know, you're a caregiver for someone, or maybe it's a spouse who has memory issues, or a parent or grandparent, I mean, anybody could do it.
Huh. Music yeah and memory, how
mm-hmm.
cool. Who'd have thought, right?
Right.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk it?
That's right. Hannah Brown is our guest. We're going to talk about resources that you can use to get started with music and memory next.
So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Buffalo Hill Terrace's Recreation and Wellness Manager Hannah Brown is with us. Hannah, what are some of the other things you do for recreation at Buffalo Hill Terrace?
So there's all kinds of things. I mean, sometimes it's just helping connect a resident with something they're passionate about, and maybe they just need someone to help them line that up. You know, maybe they're artistic but never really pursued it, and they need to find a way to become part of an art class, so I can give them the resources and help them there. There's different clubs and committees, and kind of I really try to listen to what they're interested in and kind of meet them halfway and bring it to them.
So recreation is many things.
Yeah.
I guess somehow we sort of think of recreation as doing exercises
right,
and
right
physical stuff, which is a
common
good thing to do, but
yes, but social wellness is important, being able to be part of a group that's meaningful to you. I mean, intellectual wellness is important too, you know, providing continuing ed opportunities no matter how old you are.
So let's go back.
That's cool.
Let's go back to music and memory.
Sure.
Okay, and let's talk about how we get started.
So do you mean just kind of from square one,
yeah,
I'm building
yeah
a playlist for someone?
Sure.
So really it's going back to what's meaningful to that person individually and find, you kind of have to be a detective, especially if they're not able to express it anymore. So a good example I can think of is a story. There's a gal who I was building a playlist for who lives in our memory care community, and she isn't really verbal anymore. She's kind of lost those skills. But I knew I had heard that she was a big church lady and played the piano for her church. So I saw a hymn book sitting next to her in her apartment. So I just picked it up and sat down next to her and flipped through. And she would point and get a really excited look on her face when she saw a hymn that she connected with. So I was off to the side jotting those down, you know. And then I took all my findings back and built her an iPod with those songs. And that, you know, sometimes it's digging and being creative and figuring out what they're into.
Do you have iPods for people who don't have them?
Yep. We provide them. If they move in and don't have a source like that, then we have them.
And so let's talk about where we might go to get the songs for the playlist.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could get them from different places. Sometimes people, you know, their family members might say, oh, here's some CDs that they had, and I can move those to an iPod. Or maybe it's buying a song off iTunes. I mean, just different places. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a collection.
Yeah. Well, one thing is that we have to remember there are licensing issues with music.
Yes, definitely. So our community, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, is music and memory certified. So that means we went through a special training program to learn the best way to build the best playlists for people with Alzheimer's and dementia. And they talk about those regulations. And we, you know, if it's the music is owned by us, used for that resident, then that's okay.
I would imagine those of us who have a pretty good collection of CDs that we don't use anymore, we might be in a position to donate them to you.
We would love it. Yeah, absolutely.
And you could then transfer those to anybody who wants them.
We could. We could get lots of use out of them. I think people have donated CDs before, and they've brought a lot of joyful moments to folks there.
Well, how do we do that?
Yeah, so you could come to any of the reception desks at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities and drop them off for the activities person and just maybe leave a note saying you want it to be used for music and memory.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for spending time with us today. And of course, our thanks for all you do up at Buffalo Hill Terrace.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.